You never know where the miracles are going to come from, and you never know who's going to bless you. That's why we're going to talk about hate later and how you see people. You got to be careful, because you never know who your best friend's going to turn. You never know who's the one who's going to give to you out of their heart, who God is going to push to do that. Amen. And see, he said somebody that, you know, didn't have much gave $250 because God led him, and his blessing is going to be huge in return. You know, I just believe that. So we have a lot to be thankful for. Amen. We have a lot to be happy about today. We can look at somebody else less fortunate. Anytime you want to come with my wife and I to one of our nursing home shows, you're welcome to come, and you'll see people who would love to be here today. They would love to be here out in the sunshine today, but here we sit. We have a lot to be thankful for. Amen. That's why we praise him. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you, Lord, that we can serve you and be part of you, Lord. We can tell others about you, Lord. We thank you that we can lead others to you, Lord. And when we lead them to you, Lord, they get the good news. They get the joy. They learn the peace. They let go. They let go of the things holding them back. They let go of the things just suppressing them. They let go of the things giving them anxiety. They let go of those so that you can fill them. Fill them with new stuff. Because the more that we can release, the more space we can open up in our computer brains, Lord, the more you can fill in us. But we have to remove that. We have to delete it. We have to delete it forever so you can fill it with your word, with your joy, with your directions for us, Lord. You have so much for us to do, so much joy we can share, and so much joy we can have together. And we just want you to fill that, Lord. Fill that with everybody, Lord. Fill that with people all over the world. Fill them with your joy and your peace. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray for those children in Nigeria, Lord. That just in this world, in this day, to see something like that, it's just unspeakable. But Lord, because we know that there's nothing about you there and those people. But Lord, we can pray for those people who did their deeds like that that we couldn't even believe about. We can pray to them. We can pray and ask God to touch them. We can ask God to give it to them right now. Touch them right now and let their hearts be open to receive what is good and not what is not evil. Because when they find you, those things will change, Lord. There's no you there right now, Lord. That's why we see that. Lord, keep your hand on those children. We're believing for miracles, Lord. And when we hear those miracles are answered, Lord, we will rejoice. But now we just pray. We just ask you to take over. To take over our lives, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that sunshine that we're going to enjoy later. Thank you, Lord, for the blue sky that we're going to enjoy later, Lord. Thank you for the warm air. Thank you, Lord, for our loved ones. Thank you, Lord, for all that we're going to enjoy later, for the plans that we're making, that we're looking forward to, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we got those to look forward to and enjoy them, Lord. To have just the thought of something good coming up, Lord, we just thank you for that joy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, because you're the giver of good. You're the giver of joy and peace and love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the mothers of this world, the grandmothers of this world. Lord, without them, there would be no world. Without them, there wouldn't be. Thank you for the mothers who gave the beautiful gift of life to us. We lift them up, Lord. We just love you in Jesus' name. I hear praise for God in this church. I want him to inhabit this church. God inhabits the praise of his people. If you want God involved in your life every day, praise him. Hallelujah. We are called to be healers. Say that with me. We are called to be healers. How many would like to remove anxiety from your life? How many would like to remove depression from your life? How many would like to remove worry from your life? Hallelujah. You all want that? Then forgive. Let go. Let go of anger. Let go of hate. Stop letting it rule you because it's controlling you. Amen. When you let go of the anger, when you let go of the hate, and you pray for, if somebody came against you and offended you in the worst way, amen? Pray for them. Let it go and pray for them. Don't hang on to it. Don't hate, because that start that gets in you. And then you start to lose your joy. You start to lose anything good because you're worried about something that you have just give it to God. Amen? Hallelujah. When I say something in church, when I'm preaching and I'm teaching and I'm going, because I pray all week, I write down notes, and I'm just human. You all know that, right? I'm just human. Sometimes I might say something you disagree with. Sometimes I might say something you think is wrong. I ask you to say, agree with it if I'm wrong. But don't leave here saying he was wrong. Go home and do something about it. Go home and pray about it. Say to yourself, why was he wrong? Well, that's not how I feel. Well, God doesn't care about how you feel. Say, well, why was he wrong? Let me go home and search myself. Because maybe he was wrong and I could sit and talk to him about something like that and we could learn together. Because if you just go home and just say he was wrong, that was just wrong for him to say, and you leave it there, you've lost it, amen? You don't have any gain. There's no gain. You're stuck in your own understanding. But if you're right and something really matters to you, you could say, Pastor, this is something that you talked about and said, and we can explain it. We could, in fact, go home and read the book. Go home and start reading the Bible. Say, I'm going to find something I want to talk to the pastor about. Amen? I want you to disagree with me, except when I'm reading his word. I want you to feel like you're disagreeing because I'm not perfect. I'm not your father. I'm a pastor. I'm your teacher. I'm your shepherd. But I'm not perfect. And I don't want you to think everything I say is according to the word of God. Amen? And when I read from the Bible, that's according to the word of God. But all I want you to do is have more joy, more strength, more peace. Because how many people got things coming against you this week? I got, amen? I want you to overcome them. And one of the ways that you can overcome a lot of that is by forgiveness. Amen? Forgiveness. People are getting offended lately about everything. And I don't know whether they have a right to be offended or not. But I know that people on this side of the country are offended about what people on this side of the country are saying. I said, how can that be? You don't even know the person. You don't know what he does or she does the rest of the day. You don't know what kind of life they have. You just disagree with what they're doing. Amen? Because if they're not in jail, they must be doing something legal. So you disagree with them. Are you with me? And then you get angry, and then you get frustrated, and then you let it control who you are. Instead of saying, you know what, that person really offended me, I'm going to pray for them. And maybe God will heal them, or maybe God will heal me, amen? How many times a day do you look in the mirror and say, what's wrong with you? Why are you judging that person? Why did you say that? Why do you hate like that? So you look in the mirror and say, what's wrong with you? Amen? And you start to change here. You start to change your heart and you realize, I feel better already. Because the body says a merry heart does good. Amen? A merry heart does good. It's in Proverbs. It says if you have a merry heart, your bones are healthy. Amen? You can heal yourself through His Word when you learn to forgive and to forget. Oh, Pastor, that's not easy. God didn't say, maybe He made it too easy because He said if you just forgive. You can't control it anyway. You can't change anything that happened last week, can you? Let me know if you can. But you can change something that happens right now, and you can change it to tomorrow, amen? You can be happy tomorrow, happier tomorrow. You can have more joy tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hate and resentment and unforgiveness will destroy you. Anger destroys you, amen? Anger, it just eats you up. And for no reason. For no reason. What did God say? Turn the other cheek. He said, if a man is, just give it to somebody who needs it. Amen? He said to give, to love, to respect, to hold up. You don't have to have dinner every day with somebody who upsets you. You don't have to like somebody who upsets you. You have to love them. You have to pray about it. God didn't say you have to spend all your time with that person because they upset you and you got to put yourself through that. No, He just said you pray about it and you forgive that person. But you use wisdom. Amen? And you love life and you love that person or you love that situation. You just give it to God. It's that simple. You want to be healthy? You want depression to leave, anxiety to leave? Truly give it to God. If you're holding on to it, if you held on to it in January and you're still feeling it today, I guess all you're holding didn't do you any good. Amen? It didn't do you any good because here you are worried and tied up with it. But if you say, today I forgive, that's it, I'm done. I'm walking away. God, you take care of that person, that situation, or take care of me if I'm wrong. Show me the way. Amen? That's walking with Jesus. That's Jesus inside of you. That's a life changing. And let me tell you, when you do that, other people are going to notice. People, your family's going to notice. Your friends are going to notice. Boy, you just seem really relaxed. You seem so happy. I want to be with you. I want to spend time with you because you're always saying good things and you're always lifting up people and you're never talking about people. No matter, I know you're mad. I know you hate that, but you don't talk about it. I want to be with you. Amen. You all want to be with people who lift you up, right? All people who make you smile. That's the people you want to be. You can be that person. And forgiveness is the first step. Hallelujah. Are you with me? We are called to be what? Hallelujah. We are called to be what? Hallelujah. Now, I'm your pastor, and when you come into this door, I'm going to talk about Jesus, amen? And I am not going to compromise one inch. I will not let you leave here with any compromise about Jesus, amen? I don't want to leave you here thinking, maybe. Well, maybe God will. Well, maybe God will do this. I can't do that. If you go out there, you're going to get enough maybes, amen? You talk to your family and friends, you're going to get enough, maybe God will do that. I can't do that to you. You come into this church to hear the word of God, amen? I'm not going to let you out that door with a maybe. I'm not going to let you wonder as you walk out. I'm not going to let you doubt, amen? Because it says about one seed of doubt and the whole flower turns the whole flower bad, amen? I can't do that. Remember I said the other day, they said, well, you know, if two or three more gather together, pray and agreeing on something, it is done. I tell you, sometimes it's hard to find the second person to pray with. Because if that second person is hoping and you're praying, you don't have two people in agreement. Amen? Now let me tell you what the Bible says. In Psalm 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Say that with me. I shall not want. And it says in Philippians, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm reading that in the Bible, Philippians 4. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. How much need? How much? So I can't let you go out there thinking he's going to supply 90% of your need, am I? Now let's look at this. Let's examine need. What is need? Here's what the dictionary said. A condition or situation in which something is required or wanted. Amen? A state that requires supply or relief. God said, I shall supply all your need. How much need? All your need. He said that. I had a bad back all week long. My back, I don't know what I did. With the equipment, I couldn't bend over. It hurt to sleep. I couldn't roll over in bed. I prayed to God, heal my back. He didn't heal my back. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. I'm a human being. My back hurt. I wasn't mad at God all week that my back hurt because I know that I'm flesh and blood and sometimes your back hurts. Amen? Sometimes your knee hurts. Sometimes things aren't the way you want them to be. I don't get mad at God. Amen? Because it's part of life. Amen? He's going to supply all my need. Amen? All my something required or wanted. Let's see. I got to all my shows this week, my wife and I. We worked all week. I ate all week, but we've been eating. I talked to my friends. I watched a Yankee game. I watched wrestling. I guess he supplied, because here we are on Sunday. I guess he supplied all my need. Amen? Maybe my back hurt all week long, but he wasn't worried about that. He said, I want to supply all you need. He just, okay, your back's going to feel better. Well, is that in the Bible? Okay, let me read. This is what Paul said. Listen, and I'll tell you, one page can change your life. Brother Fred, one page can change your life. And I'm not even going to read the whole page. Paul said, not that I speak in regard to need. Paul is talking here and he said, I'm not talking to you about what I need. For Paul said, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Let me read that again. He said, I have learned that whatever state I am to be content. And Paul said, I know how to be abased and I know how to be abound. He said, everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul is saying, listen, I've had some bad times, but I learned to be at peace in those bad times. I learned to be strong during those bad times. And then I had really good times, and I learned to enjoy those good times. But he said, but whatever situation I was in, I was content, because God supplies all my what? He supplies all your need. All your need, amen? I want a new car. He hasn't supplied that yet. He said, you don't really need it right now. Amen? He's given me a job, and my wife and I a job, and there's hard to find work out there. He's blessed us with a job. Someday maybe we'll have a new car, and he'll help us pay for it. Amen? But he supplied all my need this week. All your need. You're here this Sunday. So he has supplied all your need. Amen? Hallelujah. But he says, I love what he says here. I am to be content in whatever state I am. I have learned that, he said, to be content. He said, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And he supply all my need. Amen? Thank you, Lord. As your pastor, it is my obligation to give you God's word, to bring it to you, to lift you higher, stronger, to walk closer to his promise. It's my obligation, my desire, my calling to bring you to a place with God that your life is changing every day. Amen? That you're stronger, you're higher, you have more peace because you're not trusting me. Amen? You're not trusting the church. Who are you trusting? But I got to give you that word. I got to feed you every Sunday. I pray that you get to start reading his word yourself. You start to look and start to dabble and start to taste. Amen? Because it's good. Amen? How many want good news? It's good right here. It tastes good. It tastes good. You want to be a healer to your friends, to your family? You want to be a healer to your children? You do it with God's word. You show them God. You give them that peace. You give them that love. And you become, guess what? A healer. You want to be a healer to a friend? Call them up and just show them. Be kind to them. Love him. Give him that. Amen? That's your calling now. You're called to be a healer. Amen? Not a hater. Not somebody who gets everybody all riled up. Not to get everybody all fired up for something. That's not the way God intended it to be. Amen? Hallelujah. In whatever state I am, to be content. In whatever state I am, to be content. If you listen to that, Paul said, in whatever state, no matter what's happening right now, what's ever happening in your life right now, Paul is saying, whatever state he was content. You know what that means? He was at peace. You know what that does? Listen to me. It removes worry. Amen? And it removes depression. When you're content, anybody, when you're content, can you be depressed? No. When you're worried, when you're not worried, can you be depressed? No. Anxiety. These are things that destroy the body. All these things destroy. It destroys relationships. It destroys your harmony. It destroys your peace. The medicines that they give you for these symptoms mask the symptoms, amen? They say that there's no real cure, medicine that will cure depression. There's no real medicine that will cure anxiety. Understand? You can't take a pill today and wake up tomorrow and not be, oh, I'm feeling great, I'm not, no, it doesn't work that way. But with God, with Jesus, with this being content in all situations, you now have medicine that cures it. It covers it. If you don't have anxiety, you're not depressed. If you don't have anxiety, you're not worried. You're focusing on good things now, amen? Paul said, to be content in whatever state I'm in, I learn to be content. Hallelujah. Okay, you're going to wake up tomorrow and you're depressed or you're worried about something. You know what you say? Oh, no, you don't, devil. I've been worried about that for 5 years and nothing has happened. I'm giving it to God. You take that and bring it somewhere else. Amen? I got needs, and my God said he's going to supply all my needs, the things that I require. Amen. God knows that I have need of this, I have need of this, and I have need of this. And I know that God is going to supply all my need. Amen. How much need? I'm not going to let you leave here thinking He might give you some. He might supply something, or He might show you something. I want your faith to be so high that you're waiting for it. Amen. That you're standing and you're waiting. And if it didn't happen today, you start to say, well, it's going to happen tomorrow. Because that's where your faith is. Amen. And you're going to pray. And you know what else you're going to do? And here's the key to praying. You're going to thank Him right now. Right now for the answer to that prayer. Amen. Because the Bible said that's faith. It said, Lord, you know I've been praying for this for a few months. And now I'm going to say thank you, Lord. I'm not going to pray about it anymore because you've heard it. So now I'm just going to thank you, Lord. I'm just going to thank you. And Lord, I'm going to be content. Because look what I have. Look, I'm going to look at somebody else and see how much less they have than I have. And then people that would like to be here today, they can't be here today. You're here today. Amen. So you're already being lifted up. And you're already stronger. And you're already healing yourself. You're leading yourself because you're listening to God. Amen. You're hearing what God has to say. I'm going to be content in all things. Amen. I'll read it one more time. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased. I know how to abound. Everything in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I can do all things. Amen. Say that with me. I can do all things. If you say you can't forgive, you're calling God a liar. Amen. If you say you're worried and you can't get out of that worry, you're calling God a liar. He said you can do all things. Amen. How many things? And how many needs is He going to fill? Hallelujah. Your needs. Amen. And when you come here and give testimony, you give testimony of the blessings that God has given to you. Nancy gave blessings for a ride that she got. He supplied her need. Sometimes it has to be quick. Amen. Sometimes He takes His time because He wants you to enjoy life. Amen. He knows what you're going to do when He supplies that need. He knows how hard you're going to work or how focused you're going to be or how happy you're going to be, and you're going to run. Somebody praying for a wife or a husband. Amen. You know how long you pray for that. You pray for that and you go to church. Oh God, I need a, oh Lord, I need somebody. Oh God, give me a wife or a husband. And then when you find that person, you start building a life together. Amen. And you fall in love and it's beautiful. And guess who you don't talk to anymore? He's saying, hey, how you guys doing? Oh yeah, we're doing good. I'll see you later. I got my wife. I got to take care of her today. He knows what you're going to do when He supplies that need. Amen. He knows, well, the person's going to be busy now. You won't be seeing him for a while. Amen. God loves you. Can you tell somebody, God loves you. He wants more for you than you can imagine. Amen. He's got more for you than you can imagine. He supplies all your needs. Say that with me. He supplies all my need. Give Him praise and glory, brothers and sisters. You're not leaving here half full. I can't let you walk out the door thinking anything less than that. I just can't. You get to doubt somewhere else. Praise. We partake in Jesus this morning in remembrance of our Lord and Savior for what He did for us. They call this the Lord's Supper. We just call it a memorial for our Lord and Savior in the church. And in His church, we should remember Him. Remember what He did for us as He took the bread and blessed and broke it and told the disciples, this is my body being torn for you. And He said, eat and do this in remembrance of Him. Praise the Lord. In remembrance of Him. Us, who can find a virtuous wife? Who can find a virtuous mother? Strong in character, great in wisdom. rubles. He said, for her worth is far above rubles. The heart of her husband and her children safely trust her. So he will have no lack of gain. She does him and her children good and not evil. Amen. All the days of her life she seeks wool and flax and willingly works her hands with her hands. He says, she is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it's still yet night and provides food for her household, for her children and her husband. This is what a mother does. And a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms while nobody watches. Nobody pays attention because she's doing it for her children, for her family. She does this while others sleep. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She's always awake, always ready and aware. She stretches out her hands to the staff and her hands hold the spindle. Hallelujah. That he has given to us. And he asked us today to simply do this in remembrance of him. In Jesus' name. He said, this is my blood being shed for you, for the remission of your sins. He's telling us that we have access to the throne room because of this remission of our sins. And he simply asks that we do this in remembrance of him. Thank you, Lord. A mother and a virtuous wife extends her hands to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband and her children are known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, they know who he is. When the land sees her children, they know who they are. They know who his mother is. They know who their mother is. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are in her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom. And on her tongue is the law of kindness. A mother watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Hallelujah. Who can find a virtuous wife and mother? Hallelujah. Her worth is far above rubles. Heart of her husband and her children safely trust her. Thank you, Lord. She rises while it's yet at night and provides food for her household. Thank you, Lord. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. Thank you, Lord. She extends hands to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. Thank you, Lord. Her husband and children are known in the gates, and he sits among the elders of the land, and they know who he is and her children. Strength and honor are her clothing. She opens her mouth with wisdom. We should listen. And on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household, of her children. That's what a mother does. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Thank you, Lord. Thank Thank you, Lord, for those beautiful blessings from a mother. Thank you, Lord, for those gifts. Thank you for this new family. Thank you for Jesus giving us. He simply asked that we do this in remembrance of him. In Jesus' name. Her mouth was with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Women of the world, thank you. Mothers of the world, thank you. Grandmothers of the world, we thank you and we bless you and we raise you today, and we honor you in this house. Give them praise and glory. Hallelujah. Deacon Chuck, we had any announcements? Thank you. It is Proverbs 31. It's the last book of Proverbs. It's the words of King Lemuel to his mother. It's a beautiful scripture, is it not? Makes your heart feel good, does it not? You know, we weren't all blessed with earthly mothers and fathers like the one that I knew and I had. My wife lost her daddy at a very young age and was blessed enough to have another man who loved her and took care of her family after. So she was doubly blessed to find another man to do that. Amen? But I miss my mom and I miss my dad and I thank God for them. And I know that I'm going to be with them again. Amen? I know I'm going to be together with them. And I love honoring today the women. And it's a beautiful scripture. Makes your heart happy to read it all over and over again. And to know that's the women that we know, the wives that we know, amen? Who do things that the husband doesn't even see. The cleaning of the floor, so many little things get done. We don't see it, do we, guys? Because we're too busy not noticing all the beautiful things our wives and our mothers do, so...